Good morning. 7:12 and 14. We got a high of 33 today. A little bit warmer. Tonight, partly cloudy, not as cold, and a low of 23. Wednesday and Thursday, cloudy and rainy both days. High of 44 on Wednesday, high of 40 on Thursday. So warming up a little bit. May see a little bit of that snow melting away. Again, those snow piles are going to be sticking around for a while.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, as if it wasn't easy enough to get your hands on fast food, KFC and Taco Bell are planning to get into the delivery game. That's right. The chains made a deal with restaurant delivery service Grubhub to start delivering their food directly to your front door. They've already been messing around with it in smaller markets and hope to expand to more locations across the country by the end of the year. Stoners, drunks, and fatties rejoice because that's big news. However, I will say we do have an obesity problem in the United States. So I don't know if it's the best and healthiest option to be able to have, you know, hot gravy and nacho cheese sauce delivered right to our front door. Maybe not the best way to shed some extra pounds, but it's America. It's what we're all about. Just shoveling food in our face, man. The actual mini bike Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels rode across the country to Aspen, Colorado in the 1994 comedy Dumb and Dumber is actually for sale on eBay. I might have to get it on this. Maybe Hunter and I could buy it. Anyway, the bidding on this amazing piece of movie memorabilia has already topped $25,000. Of course, the winning bidder might want to put the bike in a glass case and treasure it like a keepsake, but if tempted to take it for a ride, we all know you can get 70 miles to the gallon on this hog. God, I want that so bad. I want that so bad. Maybe we could start a GoFundMe for around here, and then we could have it, and then we could give it away for the Screaming Yellow Summer. Oh, that would be amazing. I'm going to talk to the GM about this. A lot of people have congratulated Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Nick Foles on his stunning Super Bowl victory over the New England Patriots and Tom Brady. But only Matthew McConaughey took out a full-page ad in the newspaper to do it. That's right, the actor wanted to congratulate his fellow Austin, Texas native properly, so he purchased a full-page in the Sunday's Austin American Statesman to say, from one local to another, congratulations, Nick Foles. Just keep living. And he spelt it L-I-V-I-N, Matthew McConaughey. How awesome would that be? You know what? That tops winning MVP. That tops getting a Super Bowl ring. You had Matthew freaking McConaughey say, just keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N. That's killer. And that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?